This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 15th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is warm and pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures, while Haifa offers clear skies. Tonight will remain warm, making it a comfortable evening to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, the IDF announced that Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha, involved in the October 7th attack, was killed after sustaining wounds in a July 30th airstrike. This comes from Ynet. Also in the past hour, U.S. Ambassador Mike Huckabee labeled settlers who sieged Palestinian homes in Kusra as terrorists, as reported by Forward. Also this hour, JTA reports that Mike Huckabee urged the IDF to dismantle Israeli settler outposts in Palestinian territories. Separately, Mariv confirms Jared Kushner will visit Israel on Sunday, accompanied by Tony Blair and Nikolai Mladenov, in an effort to mediate disputes with Netanyahu. And finally, from JNS, the Democratic Socialists of America's co-chair faced questions regarding the inevitability of the October 7th Hamas-led atrocities in southern Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet News, providing global perspectives, analyzed Hezbollah's influence on Lebanon's Shiite community, noting the organization uses both violence and social pressures. Posting just minutes ago, Al Arabiya English, covering Middle Eastern affairs, updated that Iraq's daily oil exports have reached their highest levels since the regional conflict began, writing on X just now. From Balaz News, Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Kazem Garib Abadi dismissed President Trump's claims about the Strait of Hormuz, emphasizing Iran's resilience against threats. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's announcement. According to Ynet, Hamas commander Mohammed Mushtaha has died from injuries received in a previous airstrike. Mushtaha played a significant role in the events of October 7th, where hostages were taken in Gaza. His death marks a significant development in the ongoing conflict. This strike highlights the continued tensions in the region. Turning to the U.S. ambassador's statements, Mike Huckabee, according to Forward, condemned the actions of Israeli settlers in Kusra, labeling them as terrorists. He called on the IDF to dismantle unauthorized outposts. This stance signals a shift in diplomatic dialogue concerning Israeli-Palestinian relations. The situation continues to stir political debate. Meanwhile, Jared Kushner's impending visit to Israel signals an attempt to mediate ongoing tensions with Prime Minister Netanyahu. As reported by Mariv, Kushner will be accompanied by Tony Blair and Nikolai Mladenov. Their visit aims to facilitate dialogue and resolve disputes within the Israeli government. It is a critical moment for diplomatic relations in the region. Finally, the Democratic Socialists of America's co-chair faced scrutiny during a podcast interview, as reported by JNS. She was questioned about the inevitability of the October 7th attacks. Her responses have sparked discussions about political accountability and perspectives on the conflict. The discourse reflects the complex narratives surrounding the events. On the economic front. First, Ktech reports that Israel continues to rely on traditional voting methods despite global shifts towards digital systems. This decision reflects a cautious approach to electoral integrity. Separately, according to Israel Hayom Business, a real estate analysis revealed significant price differences between residential projects in Kfar Saba and Hod HaSharon. The findings indicate a trend in regional property value disparities. And finally, Walla Business highlights a discussion at Meta concerning productivity gains from AI. The company's CTO emphasized that efficiency improvements should not translate into less work, but rather more strategic use of time. This statement underscores evolving workplace dynamics. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.